Some of the tourists here in Washington, D.C. this week can look at all those classical columns with expert eyes. They're members of the Fifth World Archaeological Congress, the world's largest organization of practicing archaeologists. The theme of this year's conference is archaeology and war. David Darcy reports that the archaeologists have a lot to talk about.
Abdul Wazeh Firouzi, Director General of the National Institute of Archaeology in Afghanistan, has seen his country's landscape ravaged by war since the late 1970s. He says that even after the U.S. invasion overthrew the Taliban government, archaeological sites continue to be looted.
Still, illegally excavation is going on, and many of the sites have been destroyed and excavated, and looting of the objects has continued.
Archaeologists at the conference say that Iraq, Cambodia, and Guatemala have also seen post-war instability delay new excavation by anyone except looters who are feeding the illegal antiquities market. The market is also being fed from museum collections. In China, one archaeologist reported, dealers commission thefts from museums known to be poorly guarded by giving photographs of objects to thieves. The objects pass into the private market, and experts end up studying photographs. Abdul Wazeh Firouzi says that even before the Taliban came to power in Afghanistan, looting robbed the Kabul Museum of most of its collection.
Nobody can tell exactly, but near about 70% of the objects has been looted and destroyed.
Even today, the museum is struggling, adding a second floor and a roof with European money to protect what it has left of its collection. Archaeologists who've recently visited the Baghdad Museum say losses there are far greater than the low numbers now reported in the press. Even more serious is looting at archaeological sites away from Baghdad. Joanne Farshak is a Lebanese archaeologist who drove recently from Jordan to southern Iraq. The city of Ur and other sites that were policed are intact. Unguarded sites, she said, are being stripped by hordes of looters. Though these areas weren't bombed by coalition planes, the four-meter-wide craters made by looters looked as if they were.
It's horrible because you suddenly realize that you're walking in their holes, where this used to be history. This is something like 5,000 years old. It's awful. It's like a civilization mass grave, I would say.
The challenge now, archaeologists say, is to learn lessons from the recent past in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, to help protect the ancient past so that objects and sites will still be there to be studied. Brian Fagan is an archaeologist and professor at the University of California at Santa Barbara. He's the author of the classic history of Egyptian archaeology, The Rape of the Nile. He says more people collect antiquities every year, and there seem to be even more poor people ready to dig them up to meet that demand.
The past is lost, unless a hell of a lot of things change fast, and within a couple of generations, and I don't think I'm being pessimistic, a great deal of what we accept now as the archaeological record is going to be gone.
The Fifth World Archaeological Congress continues through Thursday. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in Washington.